You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Hope everybody had a great Father's Day.
Wasn't that nice? That was great.
It was awesome.
Kids called, Zoomed, or whatever they call it. Yeah. We were all on the same time. And yeah, we had fun. Did you see, they posted some pictures of us when we were young dads on the Mino and Mayor Facebook. Which I don't follow that.
So. I did not?
Yeah, Todd was showing me that this morning. Which
it's his show. I don't follow it. Okay, thank you.
Well, I just didn't. I looked for it a little bit because I talked to my brother because I sent in a picture of planting a tree.
Oh.
When I think my dad was
Oh, speaking of which, I'm trying to. Well, look at that haircut of
I know. He's on vacation.
Got to get ready for vacation.
It's like boot camp. Like, you're like a Navy SEAL.
No.
Holy
It just
cow.
Turned out that way.
Wow. No, so I'm trying to get my buddy, Piano Jimmy, I call him. He's an arborist.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I want him to come on our show and talk about you trying to cultivate your meadow.
Side lot into a orchard.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Although I'm going to be honest with you, I can't wait to metal detect that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we'll do it together. Yeah. Next year, I think.
No, next week.
No.
We're going to metal detect the hell out of that.
No, you should metal detect it soon. Right?
Yeah.
Because if you find something, that may put off putting your orchard in.
Yes.
There's something
there could be
big
historic
in
significance.
Okay. That makes sense.
I can't wait to do that.
Yeah.
But we can do a live show.
Hey, I'd like to talk. Yeah, like that Holder Rivera guy.
Yeah.
That guy's coming on?
Well, I'm going to get him.
Okay, good.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Because
this guy's nuts, though. Jimmy, he's one of my greatest friends in the world. But nuts.
Which Jimmy?
Jimmy.
Oh, the other guy. I thought you were talking about me.
No, he's a bodybuilder, the whole thing. But anyway, he climbs those trees and will be like out on a branch with a, you know what I
does
mean?
He cut up, does he take he trees does, down?
He's an arborist. Okay. Yeah.
Well, an arborist means.
Does everything.
Okay. Yeah. Well, cool.
But yeah, I mean, like he's got bigger.
Yeah.
You know, cojones.
He would have to.
Oh, my God. Those guys.
But, John, if you haven't seen the picture of Jim as a little kid.
No, I haven't.
And I called my brother. I thought you would call me when you saw this because I didn't see it. I called my brother and said, hey, do you remember when we planted that tree with Dad? He goes, yeah, that was a long time ago, like 60 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe that was not 58 years ago or something. Because, yeah, I do.
Did you have those shorts on?
I'll show you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Look what they're wearing planting the tree.
Well, that's true.
I see that. They're all dressed in their Sunday best planting a tree.
He wanted to do that.
Oh, my God. It looks like First Communion.
Yeah. He wanted to do that. And
that's awesome.
And I put on there.
Oh, my God.
That he told us, look, if we take care of that tree.
Is it still there?
Yeah. Well, it's huge, though. It's taller than our house.
Yeah.
You know, if we take care of that tree, it's going to grow, you know, be big and strong. Just like we take care of each other. And that was like
awesome.
That was his little message in that. 10 seconds, but I don't see a shovel in that picture. I said to Carl, I said, do you remember planting the tree? I remember standing by the tree.
Goes, yeah, one of the guys that worked for him at the lumber mill.
Planted it?
Tony. Yeah.
But isn't it cool how plants can do that? They'll, the memories, right?
Absolutely.
I've got some plants that were my mom's. They always remind me of mom, and now they're huge, you know, all that kind of stuff.
That's true.
That tree is.
Totally.
And, you know, you don't really believe it when you're a little kid. That's going to be taller than you. No, it's not. And it's like, things.
Yeah. No, that anyway, I agree with that.
So I thought when I sent that, I thought you'd give me a, you know.
Little bow tie.
Okay, got a text here. Ray Nitschke Bridge temporarily closed due to malfunction. Huh. That is the worst thing in the state of Wisconsin.
Has that ever happened?
That's always closed. It's always stuck. It's like, what's up with that bridge?
Even when that was. When Brett Weicker opened up Title Towns, remember that?
Yeah.
And it was closed for like two weeks. It just his grand opening and nobody could get across the bridge. That thing, this is what I think. I think there were two vendors and the parts really just never married. You know what I mean? Like the gears and all that, it just meshed. That thing has been problems.
Oh my
for
God!
Years.
Remember, I told you last week that the cars were lined up here on the road all the way like 12 blocks because it was stuck.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. It gets stuck open.
That's the worst thing in the state of Wisconsin. And whoever built that, whoever signed off on that, total failure. Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Got this. Good morning from Madison, Michael. Hello, Michael. How you doing in Madison, my great friend? Hope you all had a great Father's Day. I took my family to Chicago Street Pub in De Pere for their world-famous Swan Club roasted chicken.
Oh, that's...
That sounds good.
You can't go wrong with roasted chicken, can you?
No. Well, I mean, especially not at Swan Club.
No, you can't. It's just, it's the best. No question. Today is Fresh Vegetable Day. Very nice. You know what's so unbelievably frustrating? I'm going to be honest with you on something.
I almost did?
I almost punched.
Good Monday morning, everybody.
I almost punched. Sister. I almost punched my mirror this morning and smashed my mirror.
Why?
Because of my weight. You know what I ate all weekend? Vegetables. I ate mother bleeping yada 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 vegetables, and I gained weight.
How much did you gain? And
3 pounds.
What'd you have them on? What'd you have with a cheese or dip?
Nothing. Nothing with vegetables. I cut up a head of lettuce.
Yep.
And put in vegetables, and boiled it, and nothing else. And I put on 3 pounds. I swear to.
I'm sure. I'll just say this.
Just for the record,
I think it's probably water weight. Because vegetables do give you a lot of water.
A lot of water. But I was talking to my doctor about...
Although, I will say this, though, too. I have to blame my son, Dom.
Mm-hmm.
Brought me a big box of Sarugis.
John, you just said that all you had was vegetables. See,
it was Father's Day, Jim.
Okay.
All right, then not water.
Well, that wasn't water. That was definitely fat, sugar. Well,
and some vodka.
Yeah. Okay. So that's why you put on. I'm surprised you only put on 3 pounds. You know what I did yesterday? Just for the record, I was talking to my doctor. I'm like, look, I'm stuck at this weight. And he says, are you working out? I'm like, no. He goes, that will break it. So yesterday, I just want to let you know, I did go to Western. I worked out. I did. I've been there.
I might take the shot.
Yeah.
Give me one.
What? Like we do share prescriptions.
Yeah, I gave you prescription
that nasal cream. I don't. That is really regulated by how much you get. You know, 0.2, 0.5, 0.6, whatever. And I don't know what you would get, so you'd have to go to a doctor. I'm not going to give you mine. Besides, I think that's
give me one.
I don't know. Just go see the guy. He's great.
Just give me one.
But he just said, look, he goes, you're stuck.
Hey,
and I've been there for like a month.
How many times have I given you Viagra?
Jeez. All right. What else we got going on, Todd? Jeez.
All that from Fresh Veggies Day.
Yes. Right? Okay. Well, that makes sense. I was going to be a little concerned about that because you should lose weight and you would lose weight.
I know. I got
you mix
lose
it
weight.
With chocolate and vodka. Yeah, that's not going to work.
World Sea Turtle Day. I had a friend who lived in South Carolina, and that was like they would camp out on the beaches, and the turtles would hatch, and they would like watch them go into the water. It's like a weird thing.
Like hundreds of them or something.
It's like this weird thing. They would camp for like a week on the beach for these turtles.
South Carolina? Because they do that. People go to Mexico. There's a whole foundation that my nephew's wife, so whatever that is to me, and they go down there and it's funded by some guy with some money, and he sent me
it's
video.
Like this
it's huge, thousands.
Huh?
And they save them.
He was in the Marines down in South Carolina, and his wife was huge into this, but it was like this big thing for turtles.
Yeah. I didn't know they did that in South Carolina. That is a huge, huge thing in Mexico. And they go every year. There's a bunch of people that go. They got to pay their own way, but they save these turtles because they would be, I don't know who eats them, but.
Yeah, something.
I don't know if it's
seagulls
the natives.
Or something?
No, it might even be the people there. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, they protect them. But without them, these turtles wouldn't survive. And
But
they show these, you know, how those night things, like the night cameras, you know, so it's like black and white. And it's like, I wouldn't go too many. Like there's a
yeah.
Like it's not like you know 10 turtles. It's like that, like it looks like thousands. But
I'll tell you something. Okay,
she invited
I'll
me to go.
I'll tell you
something
that scares me. I'll tell you something. I have a phobia of snapping turtles.
Yeah, right.
I had one that kind of like snapped at me when I was a little kid one time, mm-hmm. and that stays with you. Snapping turtles scare the hell out of me.
I never encountered one, but
you never have.
No.
Oh my God, mm-hmm. you never. I was fishing a couple of times, and you'd see them just like float. It's like a shark. They're like snapping turtles are vicious.
How do you know it's a snapping turtle?
They got their heads are like this. Oh. Their jaws are unbelievable.
Oh, no. I didn't even know we had those here. They're native
snapping
to Wisconsin.
Turtles? Yeah. Oh my God. They would take your arm off.
Yeah, but okay.
A snapping turtle could take off your arm.
I never heard that.
Well, I've known guys. There are one-armed people walking around out there right now because of snapping turtles. And I'm not lying. I bet we got listeners that have lost an arm because of a snapping turtle.
South Carolina actually touts that as really? One of the things for tourism. You can go and
awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't know we did that in the United States. Well, yeah. I don't know why she keeps going to Mexico.
She was like us. She had this like weird thing about her that they had to save the turtle.
Oh yeah. No, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People do that for vacation and they pay their own way to go down to Mexico.
They would camp.
I didn't know that in South Carolina. Well, that's
the
cool.
The guy didn't want to do it, but his wife was big into it. Yeah. He was like, oh, well.
Happy wife.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Huh. How you doing, Todd?
Good.
Is this your last day?
Woohoo.
Wow. Isn't that the greatest? There's vacation. The day before vacation is better than vacation. Isn't it, though? You know what I mean?
We'll find out how the day goes.
Yeah.
Are you leaving right after the show?
No.
Okay.
I've got all my other work to do.
Oh, all right. I told Donnie you might be taking off right after the show. All right. But you're going to be down there tomorrow, right? Or wherever
I'll
you're going.
Be, yeah.
On your way, I should say.
Doing your thing.
Few plans changed and whatever. But
that's awesome, man. Just chill.
I'll tell you this. I'll be sleeping in all week
long. Isn't that great?
Yep.
Probably
won't even hear the show.
You know what, though? That's so disappointing in this business. And you're probably seeing it now after a couple of years. It's hard to sleep. Your mind, there's something that your alarm clock in your brain just goes off, even when you're on vacation type thing.
Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, we get up. Yeah, I get up same time.
Yeah. Today is National Fudge Day. Take your cat to work day.
Please don't do that.
Right.
I hate cats.
I'm not a big fan.
I'm going to lose 90% of our listeners. I don't like cats.
I'm not going to say anything. I want to keep the 10% we have.
I know. They don't like me, and I don't like them.
They do have an attitude.
They got a there's you know,
no,
I don't know what kind of a person I am, but something, there's like a gene pool, something, that cats don't like me.
Oh, I think, I think you love them or you don't. You know what I mean? I think whether the cat loves you or not, I don't know, but there's people that they don't like cats. And I don't know, cats are all right, but I did have one
cats
when I was a little kid.
Despise me.
Lisa Hale just texted in. She said, blasphemy.
See, there you go.
Sorry, she's definitely a cat person.
I know.
There you go.
She's also a tarantula person.
That is true.
Yeah. So, okay. Anyway. Yeah. Waterfall Day. Have you seen that thing in the UP? You got to do that this year, Jim. In the fall. You've got to go on the waterfall tour of the UP. It's unbelievable.
You been to Niagara?
No. You?
Beautiful.
Heard it's overrated.
No, it's not. It's not.
What?
It is not.
I heard Niagara Falls is overrated.
It is not.
I heard two things are overrated. Niagara Falls and Grand Canyon. What?
My two favorite places.
I'm just saying. That's what I got from other people.
Okay, right.
All right. Hey, happy Monday to you. Mind of the Mayor, back in this.
These are the days.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back, Mind of the Mayor. While William just texted a picture of a snapping turtle...
Wow.
From the golf course last year. William, thank you.
Wow.
Aren't those like prehistorically looking evil creatures, snapping turtles?
They do. They look mean.
Yeah, they are. They're vicious. Man.
Didn't know we had those here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, I go
I've
back,
never heard a story though,
when I was
like
a kid
talking about
and I was fishing on the stream, and there was like the shell was sticking out of the mud. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, this is cool. I'm going to get a turtle shell. You know, that'll be cool. So I'm digging it out. Well, he was like just chilling, and he stuck his head up and did like a snap at me.
Yeah. I
could have taken off my arm at the elbow. At the elbow. I'm not joking about this.
Yeah. You should leave well enough alone. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I've always had a fear of snapping turtles ever since then.
Yeah. That would do it for me too. You thought it was just an empty shell.
Yeah. I thought it was just a shell.
That happens?
I guess.
Wow. I think when they die, right?
I would think
there would be a turtle underneath that, but I don't know.
Well, I thought it was just an empty shell. There's a term for that. They molt.
Evaporate.
Or something.
I don't think they do, but.
Disintegrate. The turtle.
If the turtle died, right, his body would decompose and the shell would be left behind. Yeah.
All right. And that's what you thought it was.
Yes. And it wasn't. He was just chilling.
I would just.
And he did a big. His jaws were unbelievable. I could have lost it at the shoulder.
Yeah.
He could take off my arm from the shoulder. I'm not joking about that.
Okay, John.
I would have been, I would have been like the guy in, what's it called? The movie. Todd.
Yeah, which movie?
There's a guy.
The golf movie.
There's a guy that.
Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? From The Alligator?
Yes.
Apollo Creed. He played Apollo Creed in the movie.
Right.
Then he was the golf guy.
Yep. And he always had that face.
Happy Gilmore. Okay. Boy, did you watch that golf tournament yesterday, by the way? Did you see that rain come through at the U.S. Open?
That was
mind-boggling how hard that came through. That was unbelievable.
Plenty going on this weekend. I know we don't talk politics here, but oh, my God. You know, Minnesota and all these.
Yeah, horrible, huh?
Israel, just there's a lot going on right now.
Yeah.
It's
unbelievable. I will say this, though, and I didn't watch it or anything. I don't watch it, whatever. But I will say this. With that parade, I think it's really cool that they had people in all the different eras. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like
they were in
World War II uniforms.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think that's really neat.
Yeah.
I really do. That was.
Well, they were celebrating the history.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was apropos.
Right.
So they had like actors?
Well, army people, but they were, you know, dressed 100% in like, you know, with the
that's
old canteens
cool. right,
and the whole
right.
thing. I thought that was neat to honor that.
Yeah.
I really do. I just think the way they were dressed was really cool. I think that was cool. Laurie Metcalf is 70 years old today.
You know who she is?
Yes.
No.
She's Aunt Jackie on Roseanne.
Yeah.
And then she was also on Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
But man, she's funny.
She was also Chris Roth's sister-in-law.
Shut up. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think they got divorced then.
I was going to say, because you said what?
But that was Chris Roth's of Channel 2. That was his sister-in-law.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
That's cool.
That is.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I remember we tried getting her for an IXX one time. Me and Murphy and Katie or Tammy, whomever. We're doing who's your most famous person you can get on?
Yeah.
And we tried getting her on one time. And she wouldn't do it.
Huh.
Yeah.
You think she would?
Yeah, she's too cool for the room. Got this one. Going to Copper Harbor in the fall, touring the waterfalls in the UP is the best. My favorite is the freshwater spring in Palms Book State Park near Manistique. Terry, I'm telling you, people, the UP with their waterfalls, they've got that thing going on right now. And I will say this, good or bad, they will also, every little town you go to will have a brewery and a weed shop.
Did you see that big bust?
Where?
Weed? Here?
No. In Green Bay?
Yeah, because you guys from too much Minnesota, too much
Michigan?
Michigan weed came. A ton. They're like, look, you can buy it there, but you can't bring it here.
Are you serious?
No,
I didn't see this.
All over the table. Yeah,
Where did it happen?
Yeah, I don't know. It was thousands. It was just, there was a whole, that guy had a lot of weed with him. A lot. Too much.
Wow.
Yeah, they didn't like that.
I didn't think that would even matter anymore.
You know what?
Come on. You drive an hour. I mean, you live in Marinette, you go across the bridge and it's legal there and it's not legal here. It's like, really? What's the big difference anymore?
I'll tell it to the judge because that's where he's going to be. Yeah. I mean, especially
I haven't been in front of a judge before, Jim. Really? Okay.
But you're right. When we're surrounded by all the states.
You know what I mean?
I do. I kind of like, can't bring it back. And anyway, Yeah. Well, the budget's, you know, they're working, our state government is hard at it, and they're going to, you know, they're still debating whether we should have it legalized, should we have it for medicinal purposes, medical, all that. So,
I mean, I haven't seen the state of Michigan all of a sudden huge crime wave because, you know.
Yeah. There's enough data out there to make a case. You know, I think so, but that's just the people that say, look, there's people a little bit older that try it and end up in the ER too.
Well, okay, you know what?
I just want to say that.
I got to tell you something. Well, yes and no. You know what I just read the other day? My niece is an ER nurse or ER doctor. She's a doctor in Pontiac, Michigan, which is one of the highest crime rates in the United States, okay? And I read a thing, 50% of the people that go to emergency rooms between like 7 o'clock to 7 o'clock type of thing, alcohol.
Oh, I'm sure.
Alcohol related.
I'm sure.
50% of the people that go to emergency rooms.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what percentage is of weed? Zero.
Wow.
Well,
yeah.
See, now that's the kind of stuff that.
All right, let's open the doors. Let's do it.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean?
It's like, I think the money, too, that the state could make and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And also make it a little bit safer.
Yeah.
Because we don't know.
Who's ever wanted to take on a bar in a fight being on weed versus on Jack Daniels? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm 100% for it. I'm 100% for it. I'm on it right now.
I believe that.
That explains some stuff.
There we go. That's why the chocolate. Okay, I got it. It's all making sense now.
I gotta be honest.
Binging on chocolate.
Damn, Saruji's chocolate.
That's so good.
That's it.
God. Damn you, Dom.
We love Joe.
Brittany Merlot coming up. We got a full lineup, folks. Back after this. Look at them yo-yos. That's the way you do it. You play the
guitar on the... From local stories to local voices, we're shining a spotlight on what matters right here in Northeast Wisconsin. It's more than just talk. It's about connecting with the community. This is Mino and the Mayor. Now, here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. A beautiful Monday morning here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide. And somebody that is world renowned is Brittany Merlot.
All right, Brittany.
Coming our way from, Brittany, like, what town do you actually live in?
What town do I actually live in? Wausau.
Okay. I didn't know if you're like one of the little towns around that or whatever.
I wouldn't give it away if I did.
Oh, wow. Oh.
She does not want Mino showing up at her.
No.
This got to be a great time of year for you, Brittany. I mean, you love the outdoors and everything, and this has to be fun for you.
It is, but I'm hurting a little bit. So I went out for a fat bike ride yesterday, and I went out for a couple of hours. I was just going and going. The temperatures were nice and cool, so I wasn't like sweating too much. So I was just able to go for hours, but now my lower back, I'm telling you guys, I could barely get out of bed this morning.
So you got one of those fat tire bikes?
Yep, I do.
So that's on a trail?
Yeah. So I've got the snowmobile trail right here, the mountain bay trail, the one that goes all the way to you guys. That was fun when we met there.
I know, I came to one. That's why I was asking, because I did that this weekend.
Yeah, sure.
On my bike, and went to Wausau, and I was trying to find you, and I just turned around and came back.
Well, then we would have said hi to each other. We would have seen each other because I was out there.
Yeah. Boy, hey, they say those fat bikes, you talk about a calorie burner, though. They say they're like crazy, right?
Yeah.
They are. You're going a lot slower than the rest of the bikes on the trails. But, you know, it's fun because you can go through the mud. You can go through the sand. You can go through the snow. You can go over the rocks, the trees, you know, the trees that are down. You just boop, pop your wheel, go right over it.
Wow.
You can lessen, you know, the air pressure in your tire. So you gotta pay attention to what you're going to be riding through. But it is a blast.
That's awesome.
You get good leg muscles. Your butt looks good. It's all great.
Did you go?
I need my butt to look better.
Did you go with a group? Is that like they have those bike clubs here? People go together. Did you do that solo?
I did it solo. There are definitely a ton of groups that you can get into. We've got single track trails out here too, which that I usually have to do with someone. I don't trust myself alone in the middle of the woods trying to track into those trails because those are tough. You take one little spill, you're going to need someone around.
Yeah, that's the thing. I saw something on the news one day about people underestimate the injuries that you can get biking.
Seriously, I have gone over my handlebars, tumbled over the bike, rolled down a hill, and thank goodness I avoided all the trees and the branches, because you think about what could have impaled me, what could have happened, what would I have hit? So I was very, very lucky, but one time, that's all.
But always a helmet.
Yes, always, always, always a helmet. I've also got those gloves on, too. I've got the padded shorts. Wow. It doesn't hurt to have knee pads. I know that sounds geeky, but I have definitely scabbed up my knees very bad before.
I wear padded shorts just on a day-to-day basis.
He just wears them to bed.
Yeah.
Hey, why not? You know, they got those butt pillows. Right. Yeah, broken your tailbone.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do you stop? Are there places? Do you stop and have, like, coffee or lunch, or do you just go right at it?
I used to. When I first started biking, I had to give myself motivation. So I'd go get ice cream. I know that sounds counterintuitive, but hey, I was burning calories to go get my sweet treat.
Do you carry a weapon?
Do I?
Do you carry a weapon?
I do.
Yeah. I was reading this thing about this girl. She was biking out there, and these two hillbilly kind of guys, you know, was harassing her in their truck.
I think Brittany carries them for animals, but okay.
Oh. Right. But anyway,
those are animals
they
too.
Like ran ran rough the road, and they had bad intentions. Okay, well, she was an off-duty cop, and she pulled out her 25 caliber and put two rounds through their through their radiator, and said, "You guys good?" And they just got back on her bike and left. I love that.
That's great. Yeah.
Good. Wow. I mean, you have to.
Women shooting guys who have bad intentions.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, I just do.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway,
I'd love my daughters to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Did you celebrate Father's Day? Is your dad still around?
No, I did not.
Oh, it's my God. I'm sorry about that.
It's a sad day for people.
Yeah, it is.
I was talking to one of my brothers yesterday about that. And, you know, it's like, I don't know, your dad's not there. It's not really, I mean, your kids are happy about it, but it's a weird day, right?
Yeah.
Because you just.
Yeah,
but it is.
John had some pictures. We both sent pictures to the Civic had posted some things about her dad. So it's nice to look at that. I really got a kick out of finding those pictures. Like, oh my God, I can't believe that. So anyway, it's just, yeah.
What were your favorite memories of your dad, Brittany? Like me and my dad was fishing. We were big trout fishermen, and that was our passion. How about you?
You know, you'd think that my dad was the outdoorsy guy, but it was actually my mom was the outdoorsy one. So thinking back into memories, I liked golfing. That was a blast. Well, taught me how to golf.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's great.
Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. We were arborists. We planted trees.
You were an arborist. You planted one tree.
And I sent the picture to anyway,
Todd. He's an arborist.
I'm going to pull up the picture before
Jim
Brittany
the arborist.
That's my memory.
Yeah. So. Hey, Brittany, you got a text here. Can Brittany give us 2 weeks of 80 to 85 degree temperature, please?
Tomorrow.
All sun, no rain or clouds. I have an in-ground pool I would love to finally use it this summer.
Yeah.
Terry.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
That means I don't have to work if there's no showers or storms and it's just sunny and warm. Whew, I get to relax, too. I want it. Unfortunately, though, we've got a lot of heat and humidity moving in and a lot of storms with it.
However, I was looking, you know.
Did you see the golf tournament yesterday, Brittany?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. It was unbelievable, the weather that came in.
The weather, though, I'm having a party tomorrow night. There's a lot of outdoor concerts coming up, right? I mean, there's just, it's Wisconsin. Everybody does stuff outdoors now. But it seems like the rain, though, is going to be in the mornings, not in the evenings. Is that accurate? When we go
in
it.
I don't think so. I don't know, to be honest with you.
No. Well, she just shoot you down.
I guess.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, it's hard to explain. So first, what we have going on right now is the warm front moving through. So there's a few scattered showers and storms sparking up. You'll probably get those, a few of them this afternoon. Then we've got the cold front following behind it. That's going to slam in later tonight. So probably after 11, right around midnight, you're going to get some stronger, maybe severe storms, probably hail, gusty winds with those. So those will move through tonight. But then we're still slightly humid and warm. We're still sitting in the low 80s tomorrow. So when you get that kind of weather, you get those pop-up showers and storms, and we still have this low pressure in the vicinity. So still a chance for some tomorrow night. But a lot of those want to stay south of you. So fingers crossed, you don't see any tomorrow. Good chance you're dry tomorrow. Good. Wednesday, though, is a soaker.
Yep. This has been kind of a crappy spring, summer, hasn't it?
Well, it's just, like she said, it's just so on and off. Yep. So Wednesday, it's going to rain Wednesday, right, here?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're going to be overcast, crummy, showers, storms, maybe some of them soaking. Maybe the potential for flooding comes Wednesday.
Wow.
We dry out Thursday. Then we really ramp up the heat. I'm talking near 90 degrees, dew points in the mid 70s for the weekend. It is going to be that summery, sticky, hot, humid weekend. But a front does move through, and that looks like Friday night into Saturday. So that one could be, yes, like you said, in the morning. Hopefully that's Saturday and gone.
So, Brittany, have the all the fire warnings we had there for a while, are those gone now?
Last I checked, yes, they were, because of all this rain and moisture and greening up. You know, we're not as dry from the spring, you know. So that should be gone. But the fact that we're going to get a lot of lightning, you never know if something could spark with that.
Well, so I got the picture ready for you. Let's check this out, Brittany.
Brittany, that's...
Oh,
my dad and my brothers, we're planting trees.
Your dad looks 8 feet tall in that
picture. He does.
I think we're a little shorter.
Wow. It's like one of those weird things where this guy was like 7'9".
Not at all. He's anyway 6 feet something. But anyway,
the thing that's funny in the picture is they're all wearing ties. The little boys all have
planting
bow ties
a tree.
On.
Yeah, when they're arborists. Yeah,
I'm in the middle. I'm the guy in the middle. So that's my That was well. I talked to I was telling John this morning. I talked to my brother. I said, "Hey, do you remember that picture that of us planting that tree?" And he goes, "Man, that was a long time ago." And I'm like, "Yeah, it really was." But yeah, he remembered that. So anyway, that was our family.
That's cool.
Didn't fish though. Didn't hunt. No. Didn't golf.
No.
Well, he didn't. But
is the tree on your property?
It's
or was
unbelievable.
That somewhere else?
No, that was by our house, and he told us it was going to be a big tree if we took care of it. And that tree is
what kind of tree?
Just a pine tree.
Little pine tree.
It's just a pine tree, but it's I don't know, what is it, 50 feet? I mean, I'm not kidding you. It is really, really a huge tree now. So anyway, that was cool.
No, I love that.
It was fun finding that picture because they asked us to turn over. You found a cool picture too of your dad, and it's just fun to go through those books. It's like, oh my gosh. So anyway, it's fun. Those are nice.
I like the story a lot because I also have pine trees. I have one that my mom and I planted when I was born. Or they did, I don't know. But then we did it again for my sister as well. So there's two pine trees in my family's yard, one for me, one for my sister. And
that's cool.
So it's a special thing, and I get it.
It is. Absolutely.
And put the Christmas lights on it, but it's unbelievable how big those trees get, right? I mean,
I know.
Yeah, it's huge.
So. Here's the scary, sad thing. So mine is starting to die down in Illinois, and it's because of the warming temperatures, and they're not able to sustain it anymore. The pine trees are just dying all over the place in Illinois.
We had that on my mom and dad's land. They had a bunch of pine trees to block wind on the top of a hill.
Yeah.
And little by little, they're all kind
really?
Of. Yeah, same thing. Same thing.
See?
Because of water? Why are they dying?
I don't know too much about this, but the tree experts, the arborists, they were saying, that because of the warming temperatures, the climate's changing, they can't sustain these temperatures. So they're slowly just
Yep. Wow. We got a text here. Do you guys have a picture of Jim folding linens with his dad?
Do you have that? Do you have that?
It's a legitimate question.
He wouldn't do
of
that.
Of things we did with our dads back in the day.
He would not do that.
No, I'm just throwing it out there. Wow. I mean, it's our listeners, Jim.
Mother's Day.
They want to know. So, Brittany, give us a really good forecast for this week, would you?
And Brittany,
make it really good.
And then this weekend is still... all these graduation parties are still going on. And so the weekend, Saturday is really when we're going to a couple of them.
Okay. All right. So we're getting muggy, right? We're already feeling that today. Low 80s today, tomorrow. Good chance of storms overnight tonight. Tomorrow, I think a lot of them are going to stay south, but we could see some in the afternoon. By Wednesday, it'll be overcast, damp, dreary, shower, storms, soaking rain. Highs in the upper 70s or so. We'll hang on to the upper 70s Thursday. It'll be sunny. It'll be dry. Friday, partly sunny, mid-70s, then that front moves in. Showers, storms, some of these could be strong to severe, of course, because that heat and humidity really pushing in. Saturday, 86 degrees.
Wow.
It's going to be humid. Sunday, probably about 90 degrees.
Wow. Really?
Who's the guy that texted in with the outdoor pool? We're coming over, man.
Terry.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Wow, that's 90s. We haven't seen that in a while.
No, we have not. So stay hydrated this weekend. Definitely.
So, Brittany, back to your fat tire bike thing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you ride those on like regular roads, or are those only for like off-road type things?
You can definitely put it on a regular road. I've done it. I think it just probably wears the tread maybe a little bit faster.
Right.
But I've done it. bunch of times. So, yep.
Man, I...
Hey,
if I was a woman, I'd be you.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
What
does that mean?
Put that on your bingo card.
There you go.
No, I'm serious. If I was a woman, I would be Brittany. Because I'd be doing all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You. No, you
but
don't.
I'd carry a gun. I would shoot like 10 guys. Oh, I swear to God.
Well, I'm not arguing that a bit. Every morning.
Jim and I are laying out from this point on.
All right. Brittany, we love having you on. Yeah. Thank you so much for getting up early for us.
Yeah. Have a fun week,
Thank
Brittany.
Thank you, guys. Right. Love starting my week with you.
You're
Have
the
a
best.
Good one.
See ya. I'm so, you know what? I'm hoping, well, this She's summer I can't because cool. I'm battling, you know.
Yes.
Whatever. But otherwise, I'm going to meet her halfway between Wausau and here on my bike.
She's very cool.
She's cool.
She's very
the
confident.
Female version of
she's,
me.
I didn't say that.
Yes, a quick break back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
What is that? Hip music.
Is somebody going on vacation today?
Wow. I've got some texts here. John, there's still time to be like Brittany from Brian. Come on over. I live in beautiful Ashwaubenon, says Terry.
All right.
There you go.
That's where the pool party is going to be.
Exactly.
So. That's good. I have nothing going on Sunday. Couple graduation parties Saturday, so that's
like
going to be
it.
Fun.
I like it. Todd, you have our guest on?
No. Nope.
No. Oh, this is we're
just
at local
WISS.
Right now. They're doing their Oshkosh thing. We're doing.
Oh, our you're
thing.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I see that. Yeah. We got some great guests coming out. We got Grant coming on. Grant Soletsky. He's with the National Guard. Talking about the deployment. It's going to be taking place. I might still be going.
Really?
Yeah. We're going to talk about that.
Well, that's cool.
You're gonna go.
Where are they going?
Hopefully.
That's fun. That's you like that.
I would love that. Got Ariel Perez, who is a phenomenal man. Do you read his stuff? Isn't he a great reporter? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it's one of those kind of things where Green Bay is still kind of a stepping stone in some ways.
Yeah,
he'll be at the Chicago Tribune or New York Times or something shortly. He's so good. He's such a great writer.
Although he likes Green Bay.
I know.
He coaches.
I know.
His kids like school. His
but
wife likes it here.
He's too good.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah. So
we retained you, John.
Huh?
We retained you.
Yeah, nobody else would hire me.
But anyway, I was trying to get
you want to know a place that my old news director one time called me and said, hey, I want to hire Buffalo, New York. I had no interest in going to Buffalo, New York. Would you?
Yeah.
And I know the Bills were good at the time, but it's like...
That's not that dissimilar.
I know.
Where we are. I mean, that is a...
But the snow there.
I know.
That's true.
Really?
Everybody complains about us.
Yeah.
That is true. That
it's almost like anywhere, because there's a huge jump market-wise, but almost anywhere else in the country, but Buffalo, New York.
Yeah.
Just didn't do it for me.
Our buddy Chuck Lakefield worked there for a while.
The Laker? Radio.
Yeah, the Laker.
We got to get the Laker on here.
All right. He'd be down. For sure.
He'd like that, yeah.
I still owe him a cribbage board. A Toledo Mudhead, because he also worked in Toledo.
Yes.
I used to make cribbage boards. Did I tell you that?
No,
I used to make cribbage boards that were phenomenal. They're unbelievable. What I would do is I would take...
That's a cool thing.
Yeah.
We had chess pieces and chess boards, but we didn't make cribbage. That's awesome.
Well, but here's the deal. What I would do is I would laminate them with pictures.
Right.
Like I do old Packer ones. I had it laminated. They were phenomenal. Anybody out there that has one of my cribbage boards that I made for you, let me know.
I have a really cool cribbage board I bought up in Anchorage with Mount McKinley. And, and that's cool to look at and play. I didn't know you did that. I like cribbage. There's a picture for Father's Day I sent one of me and my dad playing cribbage. We played a lot of cribbage.
You know what
kids.
My favorite cribbage board is? It was made by this guy that was a murderer. Okay?
Nice.
No, but they would have, at the Marquette State Prison.
Every pin was like another shot.
You could look it up. Gypsy Bob somebody. Because it was even autographed. What they had, the craftsmanship... Of the prisoners,
oh, it's unbelievable.
They had a gift shop at the Marquette State Prison, and they would, you know, they'd make stuff and sell it. Todd, look up Gypsy Bob Marquette State Prison. So, it says unbelievably craftsman, and the artists in the prisons were amazing.
There's actually a story on here about some canoe paddles that he painted while he was in
prison. Gypsy Bob?
Gypsy Bob.
Gypsy Bob?
Yep.
Isn't it incredible, his artwork?
Here at the reformatory here in Green Bay, where we got, you know, 1,000 prisoners there, they have a section where they make, like, outdoor, like, bird baths.
Yeah.
Things for outdoor parks.
That's, I did a thing with them one time.
So I was...
That's unbelievable. The bird baths.
Water that goes through them. So I said, you know, we were kind of enhancing some of our parks, and I went there, took a tour, and I'm looking at these things. Like, well, this would be awesome in this park or that park. I said to the guy, this is great. We'll work something out with you. I said, can they come and install them? He goes, no. No, they're not leaving. But anyway.
Hey, I got to tell you something. You know, remember they used to have those scared straight programs or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. When I was 18 years old, 18 and 19, and I played fast pitch softball, one of the teams in our league was the state prison team. And we would go into the prison, and this is hardcore.
With you 19-year-old kids?
18 years old, and we were in there. And I'll tell you what. You want to talk about you're going to live your life and not go to prison? I mean, you would have these guys. I got into a situation. I had an altercation, believe it or not.
Jeez, with a prisoner? And you're 18?
Are you serious?
Good idea.
Dead serious.
Mino.
Wow.
Well, this, I mean,
I showed him.
I wouldn't make up.
Okay.
Mino.
Wow. Okay. What happened? You're taking on with those guys. No wonder. You seem to take anybody on.
It was an accident. It was a total accident. Yeah. I'll tell the story sometime. But whatever. But the third baseman for them was amazing, an incredible athlete. And there is a book written about him. He was a horrible human being. It was called The Michigan Murders. And he killed like 6 co-eds. And Jonathan Collins, look him up, Todd.
I can't believe they let you kids that close to those guys.
Yeah, we had a guy with an automatic weapon standing right outside of our dugout. And they said if anything happens, they kept one cell. They had another guy with an automatic weapon with a cell with the door open. And he said if anything happens, all you guys run to this cell. We'll lock you in.
What I would do if I were the prisoners... nothing more valuable than a kid. I would have taken you guys hostage.
That's where they had automatic.
No, all at once, and not just one. I would take the whole team and get the prisoners, and I'd say, okay, you guys, we're getting out of here. Or this kid's not.
Todd?
He's got it in him.
I know.
He's got it in
him. I don't
him.
Know. I can't believe that.
From the
one
movie,
the one role.
if I were there.
No, it's true. But so there's this one prisoner whose name was Delicious.
I remember Delicious.
Remember this story?
Well, a little bit.
Yeah. He was a she type of thing.
Okay. Wow.
And she was flirting with me.
John.
I think she could have done better.
Okay. Thank God.
I was 18. It's a long story.
All right. We'll go to break. Wow.
All right. Here's a quick break. Back us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.